This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They happen faster, and you don't have as much space, so you have to make those quick, fast decisions and be so accurate with the ball.
Get the pop. Oh, he's in.
It's almost like you were there, Keith.
Good word picture.
Yeah.
Yep.
What'd you think of the broadcast? I hadn't...
I remember last year hearing a lot of the criticisms of it, and it was like, all right, you want this like conversational like players cast. Now, I don't like the Manning cast. I know some people love it. I don't. I don't really watch it.
Yeah, I don't like the alternate broadcast.
I don't.
Call me crazy, a broadcast.
Maybe I'm too old, but I like the play-by-play guy telling me what the players are, and I feel like it's even more important actually in the preseason than the regular season because there's 90 guys on the roster. And so if DJ James makes a pick, tell me right away it's DJ James. Or if, I don't know, Travion Henderson returns a kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown, mention his name once before going to commercial.
Who scored on that play? Can I hear that again? Do we know who even had the ball on that play?
Like no.
Patriots fans should probably know
it
watching.
It happened fast.
It did.
They happened faster, and you don't have as much space. So you have to make those quick, fast decisions and be so accurate with the ball.
Get the pop. Oh, he's in.
Who scored?
Yeah, no, not that one.
That was Drake Mayfield's FYI.
Travion Henderson, I think for some fans that aren't following it as closely, right? Like they're not like paying attention to camp, and now all of a sudden you sit down to watch the first preseason game, and the second round pick, who could be your starting running back for all we know, rips off a touchdown, and you're just like, there he is.
No, fans should know Drake May.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to your point, right? If they don't know who Travion Henderson is, 32 is back there. It could be some scrub for all you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was a touch lag.
Me personally, yeah, I'd throw the play-by-play guy in there. And if you want to have a bunch of former players like in and around it, like so be it. But
and again, Patriots, if you're listening, Jones and Keefe did some very stellar play-by-play.
That's
not
true.
Sure how much in retrospect we were allowed to do.
Get the binocs out.
But Keefe with the binocs, yep. Some real strong play-by-play at joint practices and training camp.
Good player identification.
So we are available. Yep. Well, 50. I'd say
get up! Brawl.
Kill him!
First team.
Rip his head off! Not a lot of player identification in that specific clip.
No.
But there was some.
There's too many players on the field.
617-779-7937. May ran for a touchdown. He had another scramble earlier in the drive. I was happy to see him use his legs. You brought this up earlier. Maybe Vrabel wasn't as happy. McDaniels was asked about, what was he asked about
tush
today?
Push.
I didn't get the text from Ken. I didn't.
You're on the wrong text.
I'm on the separate group text.
Yeah. Screenshot?
What did Ken alert everybody to?
One?
Yeah, no, not yet. Usually it'll be in like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah,
I haven't got that yet.
He was asked if they would run the tush push. He's like, yeah.
Josh McDaniels was asked.
Yeah, he's like, I'll run it. No, he says he's not opposed to calling it in the future. He went on to say it's tough to practice that play in full pads because of injury risk, but that they'll look at everything that may help our team win, and certainly Vrabes will make the final decision on things like that. So basically, it doesn't sound like they have run it, but he's not ruling it out.
So I tweeted after the May touchdown, and this will tie back in with those McDaniels comments. I tweeted after the May touchdown, I'm like, it's insane people don't want Drake May to run. And I got a lot of responses.
Brag.
At Jones WEEI, at Keefe 21, at Jones and Keefe.
I didn't get a lot of responses.
that, oh, well, I don't want designed runs. Like, a bunch of people were like, well, I don't want designed runs. I want him to tuck and run.
I'll take some.
Me too. Why do you not want that? That's nuts.
That's what the tush push is.
So, right. Now, the tush push, I'm very well established on this. I think it's a cheap play, and I don't like it as a play. But if it's allowed and it's legal, yeah, I would want the Patriots to run it because it's so cheap. It's a free yard, for God's sakes. So they should run it with Drake May. They should do designed runs with Drake May. And they should let him run. It's a big part of his game. It's a big part of why I liked him coming out.
Most rushing attempts by a quarterback last year in the NFL. Your top five. Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl
winner. Yeah.
Jaden Daniels.
NFC title game.
Lost only to Jalen Hurts.
Good point.
Lamar Jackson, the MVP of the league.
AFC title game. Probably should have been in the Super Bowl.
Josh Allen, runner-up. Or no, he was the MVP. Excuse me. Lamar was the MVP the year before. Josh Allen was the MVP last year.
Yeah, divisional round. Made the playoffs.
And Bo Nix.
Made
the playoffs.
Wild card weekend? Yeah. Made the playoffs.
So those are your top five run attempts. So not all of those, when you're running that often, that's not play broke down, let me scramble. Certainly plenty of those, but all those guys would also have design runs. And Drake May has the ability. I feel like we keep going back to this. It's not like you're saying, hey, it's the modern NFL, Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones, you guys are going to run. Like, no, don't force it. And so Drake May can run. He was very successful running in college. He was even successful last year running. You give him a full season, he better be running or you're not using him to his full ability.
Yeah, and so again, I do want him to scramble, but I want him to go through his progressions, 1, 2, 3. If it's not there, take off. That's fine. But I also want some design runs. And I really, really genuinely don't get the pushback on that. It's not like you're asking Tom Brady, as you just said, to go out there and scramble. Speaking of Brady, we got thoughts on the Brady statue from Friday night as well. John is in Charlestown. Hello, John.
We keep going back to this. It's not like you're saying, hey, it's the modern NFL.
Good replay.
Oh, is that?
That's me. I'm hearing myself right now.
That's you?
I think. Isn't that me?
So Drake May, he was very successful running in college.
That's me. That's definitely me.
Wow, that doesn't sound like Keith.
That is a good replay.
Okay, well,
what's
John,
happening? John's having a little snooze there.
I guess we're going to pop John back up. Does that say, am I
are
crazy?
We on that much?
No, that first part sounded nothing like
that.
But it was what I was saying.
Well, right.
It was the words I just said 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, well, you're assuming that.
We usually let that go in one ear and out the other. But that,
I remember what I said.
That didn't sound like your voice.
Yeah, it was me. Okay. It was me. It was the cadence. It was a good breakdown of Drake May's running ability.
John really had no retort, I think is what's going on there. So we saw Will Campbell on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we, I mean, I think people really got to sit down and get their first look at him, right?
Yeah.
A lot of fans weren't at training camp. A lot of fans weren't at joint practices. This was a chance to sit down and watch the kid. I think he acquitted himself quite nicely outside of the one play we already talked about.
I agree.
Which doesn't let him off the hook. But I was actually pretty encouraged by seeing him in full pads with full contact, taking people to the ground. What'd you think of Will Campbell?
I thought very good. I mean, there was obviously the one play that we're talking about, but that wasn't the only play he was out there. And overall, he more than held his own.
Nasty.
I think run blocking wise, he's for sure going to be nasty. And you don't have to worry about that in the running game. Pass blocking, I didn't expect it to be perfect. You know, I think just really almost any rookie showing up and playing in the NFL, you're not like, oh, this guy's just going to stonewall people from start to finish and never have a bad rep. Like, there's going to be a bad rep. It's probably going to be on a passing play, and that's one where you hope that he learns from it. I know it was we were kind of joking about it, but he had the comment about Josh McDaniels told him earlier in camp, you don't win and lose in practice. You win or you learn, and he talked about how much learning he was doing. But that was like legitimately a learning experience. So, like, I thought he passed the test. Like, I thought I'm like, all right, that's a pretty good day for Will Campbell. I'll take it.
Mike Vrabel would agree. Yeah. On Will Campbell, here's what he had to say after the game on Friday night.
Hi, Mike. I'm curious, with Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, I'm curious how you thought they did on the left side tonight, just with, because it seemed like on the fumble that they might have missed that block, but at the same time, Will Campbell, and they were pushing guys forward, so just how you thought they did overall.
Well, I mean, I think the play demeanor showed, and I think that there was a game maybe that, you know, a pass rush game it looked like to me, and those are something that we'll continue to work hard on. We were able to pick them up in the practice. They ran a few of them over there against us in practice. We just have to be able to carry that execution into the game. But, you know, I certainly did see their play demeanor kind of stand out, and I think that, you know, that's a good place to start is with that and being downfield and finishing through the whistle and everything that we embrace here.
So I like that answer from Vrabel, and I think that's an accurate way to describe Will Campbell's night. Play demeanor. It's something we preach here. It's something we believe in here. Now, I don't know if you need to draft that at four overall. Like, he's got to be able to be an NFL left tackle. Let's not just draft him at four because you like his play demeanor and his mean streak and how nasty he is. But I think you saw a lot of that on Friday, albeit against backups, second-teamers, third-teamers from the Commanders. But I thought once the pads came on, you actually saw for the first time, this is what the Patriots saw in him at pick four, because we didn't see any of that in training camp.
Yeah, because I think a lot of the areas where he would struggle, or we would see it, or you'd read about a bad rep here or there, a lot of it was in one-on-ones, which might not be his strong set, but it's, you get him into these 11-on-11s, or you finally get like a real game situation, and he's pretty good, right? Like, he's in the right spot. If he has to go to the second level, now he's blocking smaller guys like linebackers or certainly corners or safeties. He's going to push those guys around. So, yeah, I would say so far so good. You know, we're always going to point to how high of a draft pick he was. Like, that's going to be attached to him for his entire career. I just want him, at this point, now that the draft is over and they have him, just be the left tackle. Like, be the left tackle all year. You're going to make, like, he's going to give up a sack or two or more, but, like, just stay at left tackle where we're not debating that halfway through the season, like, if they should move him or not.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was largely encouraged by how he played.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't want to see the turnover, which he and Jared Wilson were involved in. But overall, I was largely encouraged by getting a look at him on Friday night. Again, you can discuss 617-779-7937. Mike Reese wrote about this over the weekend. He said, according to Elias and ESPN Research, dueling research here. That's a lot of research.
So confirmed twice.
The only team to open a season with rookies at left tackle and left guard, like the Patriots are trending towards doing with Campbell and Wilson, was the 2016 Baltimore Ravens with Ronnie Stanley.
Pretty good.
And Alex Lewis.
Okay.
The Ravens that year finished 8-8.
All right.
Which, you know, 8-9, 9-8 now in a 17-game schedule. The quarterback, Joe Flacco, was sacked 33 times in 16 starts.
Statue, though. Joe Flacco just stands there and pats it.
He is a statue.
Yeah.
Although Drake May got brought down in the game on Friday.
Yeah, but he can scoot.
He can scoot. Yeah. Not on that play.
No.
Reese does note that two teams started rookies on the right side, the 2013 Bears, Kyle Long and Jordan Mills, and the 2019 Atlanta Falcons, Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry. That's, again, according to Elias and ESPN.
Each one of those duos has, like, one stud.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. And maybe that's what this will be. You know, maybe Will Campbell will be the stud. Maybe Jared Wilson will be an adequate left guard in the league. You know, we'll see.
Well, it just, it does drive home the point. I guess I didn't realize it was that rare to have a tackle guard combo on either side of the formation. Yeah. One time in the last decade plus that you've seen it on the left side, and only three times over that stretch have you seen it, period, in the NFL. So it does just illustrate how rare this is in the NFL and what the Patriots are, we think, trying to do with Campbell and Wilson on the left side. Doesn't mean it won't work. It's just, it's rare.
Drake May last year in 13 total games, but it was really more like 11.
Yeah, even less. Right?
10?
One of them he came in relief of Brissett, and then two others he left early.
Yeah.
Actually, three others. Yeah, sorry, the Buffalo game.
Anyway, he got sacked 34 times in 9 real games, basically.
It's a high number.
Way higher than Flacco with those.
It's
with those rookies.
Higher than you would like.
I mean, that's the other thing, too, is like if you are grading it on the curve, it's like Chukwuma Okorafor and was it Michael C. Jordan were like your left guard and tackle last year at week one, I believe. So that already looks a little bit better. But no, I wonder if Jared Wilson is going to be the guy to more keep an eye on now until the start, because all of a sudden it was like, he's working in at center. Like, no, he's like the starting left guard. But you're getting kind of a couple of bad reports out of him now. So I wonder if that's set in stone or if there's somebody else that could take his spot. And then you wouldn't have the rookie combo.
Fair. Who would that be? Would it be Ben Brown? Would it be Cole Strange?
Could be Cole Strange. Yeah, it could be either one of those guys.
Wallace, I think, was working there early in camp. I haven't read as much about that lately.
Maybe.
So to your point, some of the poor reports out there on Jared Wilson. Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, said rookie left guard Jared Wilson really struggled in his 14 snaps with 5 minus plays.
5 minus plays?
It's a high percentage.
Jeez.
It's more than a third of them. I can't do the exact math in my head, but that's a high number.
All right.
He says, I think most of the blame for the sack fumble should be placed on Will Campbell and Drake May. So he says on the sack fumble, That
wasn't Wilson, less.
Wilson less so, not no blame, but less than Campbell and May on that specific play. But five minus plays and 14 snaps.
All right.
He says, this surprised me because he's been rock solid in camp. There was some good work on duo blocks between the two rookies, but there were some technique issues that will need to be cleaned up with Wilson, and he is sort of a novice at this position. I mean, he really was like a backup offensive lineman for most of his career at Georgia. He started as a center last year, and that's where really most of his production came from. So we'll see. But that's a guy who in camp was getting a lot of good reports. First game action, poor.
Wiggy was down on him, too.
Wiggy's ready to flip the whole O-line. He's ready to move on Wenu to the left side.
Yeah, I'm not ready to do that yet, but I mean, I guess, you know, you have two more preseason games, and then you play for real in less than a month, so you got to make sure you're ready to go. And my guess is, too, the week one starting five on the offensive line won't be the same week, say, 10. You know, like, it's just with injuries and with play, like, it always changes. I mean, it's like starting pitchers. Like, you start the year with that rotation, you're going to have, like, four other guys at some point before the year's over.
617-779-7937. We talked about Drake May and his rushing ability. I don't get texts like this.
All right.
Should be a $50,000 fine if your quarterback runs in the preseason, Keith.
Keith,
throw it away, spike it. No, I'm sorry. I was addressing
you. He's attacking me?
Throw it away, spike it, don't run it. 50 grand would solve it. And if you liked watching that, you're a moron.
Well, those weren't really designed runs.
No, they were not designed runs. He's saying the quarterback shouldn't even take off. Just spike it, throw it away, 50 grand fine.
I mean, you got to practice. You still have to get, like, some close to game reps, I feel like.
Why would you not? He got a first down on a scramble and a touchdown on the other one. What was no good? What's no good about that?
And he almost died. You didn't see that?
I don't understand what's bad about that.
I think he was all right.
I really genuinely don't get why people don't want him to run. It's
people
stupid.
Are super scared because how many times do you think?
Did Bo Nix play every game last year?
He did.
I think Jaden Daniels left one game early.
Daniels, Lamar, Allen, and Nix played every single game last year. Jalen Hurts, I think, sat
a couple of games at the end of the year.
Because they were already like the top seed.
I think, in fairness, I think there was a game where he was hurt.
All right.
But okay. So he missed a game for a concussion. He missed another because they had seeding wrapped up. The other guys all played.
People love football because of the violence, but they also are terrified of the violence in
the
football.
The quarterbacks who ran the most last year missed like a combined three games. So Drake May needs to protect himself, and Drake May needs to pick his spots.
Yeah.
But Drake May has the ability to go run and pick up those plays like all these other top quarterbacks do. I don't get wanting to take that tool out of his toolbox. That's stupid.
I don't either. Because I believe there is nuance to the whole thing, right? Like even guys that aren't. You remember Jimmy Garoppolo got a lot of criticism for a guy who's not a mobile quarterback, but he like took off and instead of just going out of bounds, he's like, let me get one more yard. And then he's like out for the season. That's completely different than I have a guy who's super athletic. He's fast. He can run. He can pick up a bunch of yards. Let's do this. Every time you hand the ball to a running back, you think he's going to die every single time? Every time a receiver catches a pass, they should just, like, Brandon Lloyd get down. Like, no run after the catch. No, not Brandon Lloyd. Was it Brandon Lloyd? Yeah, I think it was. The Patriots had a guy that, remember, like, zero run after catch.
Yeah, just get down.
He would catch it and, like, turn into a possum. Like, don't even touch me. I'm down. So, you can't play like that either. It's probably more likely to get hurt playing like that.
Speaking of May, Dan Orlovsky today broke down Keith.
Mm-hmm. And just cried. Broke down, said enough is enough.
People said too many times that he ran out of the back of the end zone when he was a player, and he just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, he's heard that a couple times, I'm sure.
He broke down the quarterbacks by trait. Okay, so he has seven different traits.
Okay. I'm curious what these traits are.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Drake May, he has in the he has Drake May in the top 10 in
sense
one
of humor.
Arm strength.
Okay, that makes sense.
Ball placement.
What was it?
Nice. Mechanics, decision making, pocket presence, rushing ability, second reaction.
All right, the big seven.
The big seven, according to Drake May.
QB traits.
Yes. Any guesses where Drake May placed in the top 10?
Ball placement has got to be. In the top 10?
Yes.
Was he in the top 10 on any of those?
Yes, he was in the top 10 in one. He was ninth in one.
Second recovery or whatever?
It is.
Yeah, so
I assumed when I clicked on
this. The last one you said, it's the only one I remember.
He would show up in rushing ability. He is not top 10 in rushing ability, which surprises me.
Well, can I guess who is? Do you have the list?
Yeah.
Rush, so rushing would be Hurts, Daniels, Lamar, Allen.
Yep, those are the top four. Not in that order, but those are the top four.
Kyler Murray.
Yep.
Does he have like Anthony Richardson on there?
Nope.
Oh.
That's weird. He should be
like
in there.
Justin Fields.
Fields is in there.
Daniel Jones.
Nope.
So he doesn't have like a guy like that.
The other one. The other ones are Mahomes,
Russell Wilson,
Herbert, Purdy, Caleb Williams.
Oh, he has Caleb Williams over Drake May?
He has Purdy over Drake May.
Yeah, I don't get that. All right, so Drake May probably should be top 10 for that.
So I think so, too. He is in second reaction, which is basically like off-platform, unscripted type of plays. He has him ninth, one spot ahead of Bo Nix. What Orlovsky wrote is he said, Nix surprised a lot of people with his effectiveness in this category in 2024. He says,
most people were asleep. He can run.
For May to show what he can do here in 2025, the Patriots would be smart to let May loose on these type of plays, especially because they improved his supporting cast. Having better playmakers means it's more likely someone gets open late down the field.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. You know, his yards per carry last year, I think, were the best amongst all quarterbacks.
Yeah, but don't have him run, Keith.
Yeah.
He might get hurt if you have him run.
No, but they also, I would say, need him to, because even though we all agree they've improved, you know, you might have added an electric running back. You might have added a really good, like, veteran receiver. Like, you've added to the team. It's still not, you know, the 49ers or the Lions or, like, the Eagles. Like, you still need your quarterback to carry the rest of the team at times and, you know, pick up first downs by himself. It's not just like, oh, get the ball to Ramondre and get out of the way. Like, no. Drake May could be a big part of the offense. Needs to be.
617-779-7937. You can jump in there on the Patriots and their preseason opener, a 48-18 win over the Washington Commanders. Coming up about a half an hour from now, a little less than that, we have the hashtag Dork Minute. It is a spoiler-free weapons review. Did very well at the box office this weekend. So stay tuned. That'll come your way at 11:45. On the way next, Red Sox dropped 2 out of 3 to the Astros. They are no longer in the number one wild card spot in the American League East. Is it time to start getting a little teeny tiny bit concerned? We'll do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Morgan is ready. He throws. Sadon swings and misses. He's gone. The ball game is over. Red Sox dropped 2 of 3 in San Diego. Oh, what might have been out west. The Red Sox totally frustrated. A series, a game decided by 2 or 3 moments that did not go their way.
Bad weekend for the Red Sox. They dropped 2 out of 3 to the Padres.
Fathers, they're good, though.
I got a little ahead of myself. I said the Astros. Maybe there's some foreshadowing.
No, let's hope not.
For the upcoming series. But they dropped 2 out of 3 in San Diego. They had been passed by the Seattle Mariners for the number one wild card spot. Quick, Keith, what do those two teams have in common with something the Red Sox did not do just
Seattle
a week or so
and
ago?
San Diego loaded up.
Loaded up at the trade
deadline.
They
went very aggressive, was their approach at the deadline, to sort of lock in their playoff spot and perhaps advance several rounds into the playoffs. You saw it firsthand, too, with some of the San Diego guys. They went from being rumored to trading some of their starting pitchers to keeping those guys and then just loading up on the bullpen, which they got a bunch of guys that just throw gas out there.
That start from Michael King, the Saturday game, where he was out after two innings, they pieced the whole thing together with, like, nasty reliever after nasty reliever after nasty reliever. it was ridiculous.
It was kind of crazy. Yeah, starting in the third inning, and you just have all these guys, including Mason Miller, their guy Suarez, who actually you got to. But, yeah, it was just kind of a murderer's row there. Plus, you know, their lineup is decent and whatever else. So it is a good team, but, like, so are the Red Sox. Like, the Red Sox, and they, I mean, the Saturday game is really the pivotal one. Like, they should have taken 2 out of 3, and we're looking at it a little bit different. You're going into the series after another series win, but instead you're not, and you're going up against another good team on the road.
I think beyond just the big picture, and look, not every team that loaded up at the deadline is playing well. The Mets loaded up. They've lost 7 in a row. You look at some of these, the Yankees loaded up and added to their bullpen. And the Yankees have been miserable. What have they lost? They've dropped 7 out of 10. They did win a game over the weekend. But, you know, not every team that loaded up is playing well.
Yeah.
So that'd be my biggest takeaway, though. Like, San Diego got a lot better. You stood pat, made minor additions here and there. If you even want to count the Dustin May addition, Matt's has been pretty good. And I think that played itself out. Meanwhile, Seattle's won 7 in a row, and they're now the top wild card team, and they pass you by. I think the second takeaway from this weekend would be the Red Sox situationally remain poor. They couldn't bunt a runner over in extras on Saturday night. Yesterday, it's hard to get mad at Roman Anthony. I mean, Roman Anthony's been awesome. He tied the game on Saturday night to even get you to extra innings. He came through in a big spot. But yesterday, bases loaded, nobody out. He wasn't the only one to not come through. But he doesn't come through in a big spot there. Just situationally, the Red Sox were lacking this weekend. You can tell me the Padres are a really good team, and they are. But as you said, so are the Red Sox. You'd like to see a series win there. Yeah. And I went into the weekend nervous about this trip. And if we're being consistent, I went into last weekend nervous about the Astros series. They swept them. But I was nervous about this trip. I'm like, I could see coming in on Monday saying the Padres loaded up, saying you did nothing. And now they're reeling a bit, and now here we are. So they're going to have to beat the Astros in another series to salvage this trip.
Yeah, and I think another part of it, too, was on this stretch where they really turned things around and they've had two really big winning streaks. You look at Lucas Giolito and Brian Baio, and you're like, these two guys have been nasty to the point where you're like, if they add another starter, it might be the number four. Because, like, the stat, we kept talking about, like, look where they rank in ERA, and, you know, the strikeouts were starting to come up, and you're like, but you knew, like, those were two guys, like, just when you started to rely on them, we've seen so many bad performances from them in their careers. Now, I'm hoping that this back-to-back games is sort of like a one-off, or not a one-off, but, like, sort of like this is a little blip, and then they kind of go back to their form, because both guys have been way better for most of their starts, and then a couple of stinkers. And they get those ones back-to-back where neither can go deep into games. They're both walking guys, leaving runners. You're just like, that was tough because they had sort of turned it into, like, at least when those guys, like, they were great. Like, just mowing guys down. Giolito had some crazy, like, 5-6 game stretches in here. And you're like, oh my God, is he that good? Like, you can count on him. And, like, locked in playoff starters and everything else. And so for those guys to have those kind of performances too, you know, you're gonna lose series that way.
It's true. I do think that's fair, though. Giolito and Baio, if you added another starter, everything would slot in so much more nicely if you had a number two behind Garrett Crochet. Who's that guy that moved? They didn't. I mean, you were hoping to get Dylan Cease, who was awesome. He didn't move. You were hoping to get Joe Ryan. He didn't move. So, you know, that I'm not sure that guy moved necessarily, but that would have been ideal if you could slot someone in between Crochet, slot down Baio, slot down Giolito. That would fit together nicely. Now, look, the Red Sox still... I don't think they're in jeopardy of missing the playoffs yet.
No.
And so I don't want to panic on that front. They have the best run differential in the American League, fifth in baseball. They are still working their way. They're only three runs behind the Yankees for the top offense in the American League, 596 to 593. So I don't think this was any referendum on the Red Sox and their ability to make the playoffs. I do think it shows the Red Sox might be a little separated from the true top-tier high-end teams if you lump in San Diego with that group.
Yeah.
I think that would be a concern coming out of the weekend. Not can they make the playoffs, mm-hmm. but what do they do once they get there?
Yeah, I kind of think, too, like the National League is kind of nasty.
Yeah,
right?
Like, true.
There's some really good teams in the National League. And that's
all
why
teams with a better – they're fifth in baseball, but there are four National League teams with a better run differential.
Yeah, right? Like the way they open the season with like the – or the second half with the Cubs and the Dodgers, and now you see this Padres team. You're like, oh, that's pretty good out
Phillies.
There. Phillies are always good. So that's part of the calculus, though, during the trade deadline, why the Red Sox should have loaded up, because the American League was so wide open. Like you could get – you could – lock in a playoff spot, and you can advance deep, and then get to the World Series, and you know, whatever the hell happens, happens. But they are still three games up on Cleveland. Somehow, some way, Cleveland is the next team out. They're a half game behind the Yankees.
Very strange.
Yeah, very strange. And then the Rangers have lost four in a row.
I was going to say, Rangers are another team we gave a lot of credit at the deadline. They've been terrible since they quote-unquote loaded up.
And then everybody else is out of it. And so if you look at that, the Red Sox have a five-game lead over the Rangers, a three-game lead over the Guardians. So that's what they're working with right now. So I'm with you. Like I think they still have one of those spots, but you know, Saturday should have been a win, and it wasn't, and you don't want games like that to come back and haunt you.
We'll get you a hashtag Dork Minute coming up. Spoiler-free review of Weapons. That's at 10:45. We'll reset on the Patriots, Drake Maye's night. What'd you think of the 48-18 win? There's a new list out from the Athletic. Tiers, actually.
Keith. They did tiers? Are they doing power rankings within the tier, which
they
I know
tiered,
you like?
They tiered and ranked quarterbacks.
Okay.
We'll tell you where Drake Maye fit into that. Coming up in just a little bit. He was lower than that. He wasn't on tier seven. They only did five tiers, and he wasn't the seventh ranked quarterback. I will spoil that. We can't have a Red Sox weekend, though, without another controversy. Scandal would probably be too strong.
You're not talking about the botched hidden ball trick by Manny Machado, are you?
No, that wasn't very good either by Manny Machado.
That's great.
No, have you seen any of this?
I have seen this, John Boy
has a lot of these Red Sox videos lately.
Uh-huh.
They say cameras got an angle of a Red Sox coach showing images of the difference between Padres reliever Robert Suarez. Now, that's the game the Red Sox wound up losing on Saturday. His setup when he's about to throw a fastball or a changeup. You watch the video. You go over to the dugout. There is a tablet. Where they're showing Robert Suarez. Now, MLB has provided a clarification. Kyle Glazer reached out to MLB to get that clarification on the Red Sox use of the iPad in the dugout. Per MLB spokesman, clubs are able to add their own advanced scouting materials to the dugout iPads that are registered with us.
How about that? They must be on that network.
That's MLB's description. I would just tell you, it'd be easier to brush this aside if there hasn't already been a lot of nonsense with the Red Sox this year. There's just another one to throw onto the pile.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
I kind of love it. You got to be cooking something up. I feel like the last 3 years, they probably weren't cheating at all.
No.
Probably just doing it by the book.
iPads,
is this cheating,
Apple
though?
Watches.
No, the guy's set up?
So I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
I don't know that we should ignore it given the manager and the team's history on this sort of specific kind of antics, but does it seem like the biggest deal in the world? No.
No, not at all.
It's just another weekend and another one of these, and they seem to happen all the time.
That's fine. Let me clarify. This probably is not cheating, but if it were, good. Go for it.
I do agree with this.
How'd the Astros win? How'd the Red Sox probably win? You got to do it. Everybody else is up to something. It's the old Belichick. If you're a fan of Belichick, you'd be a fan of this. Cook something up. Find a way around it. They're allowing iPads in the dugout. Use the iPads. You know, they're not just for snood. You can do other things. So I'm in favor of it. Alex Cora has a good mind. He can pick up little tricks.
Uh-huh.
He can see guys. Oh, look at that. That looks like a changeup coming in. Let's check the tape. Watch the tape again. Boom. That's fine. That's not even cheating though, right? Like people get into that.
Well,
argument all the
every
time.
Team in baseball does it.
I don't know. I mean, I think when you start to bring in technology, that becomes a gray area. I don't think this specifically is egregious. But if they're bringing it into it, I don't know if the Red Sox exactly know where the line is when it comes to technology.
Jump over it.
So I would
say it's not an Apple Watch.
If they're back and they're cheating, good. Yeah, at least we know what Cora does.
Yep.
But this is another weekend with another one of these. So Alex Cora, speaking of him, will be on WEEI Afternoons later on this week. Today on WEEI Afternoons, you'll get the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May.
Nice.
On a Patriots Monday here on WEEI. You can listen on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Lots of ways
to consume
that interview here today. On a Patriots Monday, Jones and Keefe will get back to the Pats at high noon. On the way next, spoiler-free review of weapons in the hashtag Dork Minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi. You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
I don't like comic book movies. I'm an old man.
Yes. Right.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Mura's in.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to
the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
All right, Dork Minute. Here on Jones and Keefe WEEI, it was another weekend at the theater. I was not at a splash pad this week with human feces in the middle of it. No, I was in a nice AC theater.
Brag.
For 2 hours and 8 minutes as I was taking in the latest horror movie. You know what they're referring to it as, Jones, which I've never heard it put this way? A horror mystery.
Oh,
a
horror mystery.
Or a mystery horror.
Oh.
You flip them around if you want.
Okay.
This has been getting a lot of attention. Nick saw it as well, so you can back me up or disagree with me later on. You can chime in. We've circled this one though for a while. We saw the trailers for this. We're like, this looks creepy, looks scary, and I'm excited to see it. The movie's called Weapons.
This was like when you were doing your full summer preview. This was one of the ones
that
you previewed a long time ago.
This was one. You have the kids leaving their house, so every kid in a classroom leaves their house at 2:17 a.m. There's, I guess, the mystery.
Okay.
There's some of the mystery.
All right.
And then there's a lot of scary stuff going on. This is always spoiler-free on these Mondays. Tonight on the Dork Podcast, we'll do half spoiler-free, half spoiler-full, and we'll discuss this whole thing. So the director of this movie also did a movie called Barbarian, which was a hit horror movie from a couple of years ago. I think it's on HBO Max now, if you've missed it. Pretty wild. A little bit of comedy in that one, too, or like some just like bizarre stuff. It's one of those movies that starts out as one thing and then turns into something else altogether. This one's more sort of the one thing, I guess you would say. But I thought it was pretty scary, if you're looking for scary part of it, but very interesting. I liked it quite a bit. I hyped the heck out of it, though, which might have been my own fault, because It's not the best movie of the year. I went in thinking there was a chance that it could be, and it is up there.
I was going to say, you and Nick talking about it off, it's still like top five movie of the year, not number one.
Correct.
Okay, so still good.
So once again, it'll always come down to like, all right, there's a good competition for movies not named Sinners to be the second best movie of the year. And I think, like, I liked Superman a lot. I obviously love the Tim Robinson friendship movie a lot as well. This is right up there with everything else, though. So, yeah, maybe it's fourth, maybe it's fifth. It's somewhere in there. Pretty good. Yeah, so Zach Cregger is the name of the director who also wrote this. Josh Brolin is in it. Julia Gardner, who you would know from Ozark, is in it. She was also the Silver Surfer. The big month for Julia Gardner.
Huge month.
Huge month. Josh Brolin actually was in this movie replacing Pedro Pascal. So Pedro Pascal, who's in every single movie and TV show.
He couldn't do both of these films. She could, but he couldn't?
Believe it or not, scheduling conflicts for... I'm like, oh, is that right? Pedro Pascal is in every movie that's coming out right now? He's in everything.
Yeah, he was originally cast, then the SAG strike happened, and then all of a sudden he couldn't do it anymore. So because he had 18 other things lined up.
Yeah, he's in another movie that I'll get to that's streaming now. He was in that too, which I was like, all right, like he's everything. But no, but Weapons is very good. Our guy Stiz, also a resident horror movie fan, he was going on this weird Twitter.
You have to talk with him when he gets here.
He needs to settle down.
Isn't that like a daily stance though? When Stiz gets here, we got to have some sort of conversation.
We got to talk to him about this.
Yeah. No, this is like we need to have a talking too.
Yes, because his whole thing now he's like, these movies are doing too much to promote themselves, and now the expectations are getting too high. Like, just let the movie speak for itself. And he's like, I haven't seen it yet.
He's not wrong though. You inflated it a little bit in your own mind, yeah, but he hasn't seen it.
Right.
That seems like a fly. But you need to promote the movie.
There is something. So this is.
Well, he hasn't seen it. He's comparing it to another movie.
He goes, yes. He goes, I haven't seen Weapons yet.
But
he goes, I bet Bring Her Back is better than Weapons. I'm like, well, you haven't even seen it. How would you know that?
He's making a bet.
Yeah.
I make bets all the time with stuff. You can't bet what you've seen.
Can't know everything.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But he's making a bet. I think this was better than Bring Her Back. That was a crazy horror movie, too. That was really good and is worth seeing. I agree with Stiz on that.
Do you think he's trying to gatekeep horror? Like, it's getting too big now?
Oh, he's like the soccer fan.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe. Yeah, Nick, that's a great call. Because Stiz was like the horror guy. And now you got like me and Nick. You got all these people like piling on and Wiggy. Like, hey, we like horror. We like horror. He's like, no. Get away from here. Because right now is probably the best time to be alive for horror movies. Just because they're nonstop. All they make is comic book movies and horror movies.
I feel like I hear a lot of, when we're talking movies, well, when the two of you are talking movies, when you're bragging about how many you've seen, what's your list up to? You're both up to 50 now?
I'm over 50.
Nice.
Yeah, I've
surpassed. I think this morning it was like 54.
Okay.
So yeah,
it's flying. It's very horror heavy is what it is. Yeah.
It is. But they did, because they're relatively cheap to make. This movie already made its money back and then some. I think worldwide it's already doubled whatever the reported budget was for the movie. So they are like gangbusters. And so as somebody that just likes horror movies and comic book movies, it's a great time to be alive.
Chuck in New Hampshire, my wife and I saw Weapons last night.
Brag.
Nice. Very cool.
It's a double brag.
Tarantino-like horror movie is what Chuck in New Hampshire says.
Yeah, I can see it that way. Yeah. Because they kind of like, they jump around the time a little bit and sort of Tarantino-esque. Some people are saying that it was kind of funny. I don't think it was that funny.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think it was. Now, I think, like, the way that...
There's a scene that was funny, but the movie itself wasn't funny.
No. The way the kids run, it's sort of like a Naruto run.
Okay.
And so I think some people, maybe because it's so creepy, their reaction is to, like, laugh at it a little bit. But I think it was more creepy. I thought it was actually a good, like, horror technique. Like, if you just see... Because this isn't a spoiler, because I think it's in the trailer. It's at night, but some of them have gotten picked up on, like, house cams. These kids leave the house and they kind of put their arms to the side and they just like run straight.
Oh, wait, yeah, I've seen this.
It's creepy as hell.
I have seen this. Okay, so,
but some people are saying that's funny. I'm like, oh, is that funny?
That's a Naruto run?
Naruto.
That's how you would describe that?
Yeah, Shime used to do that up and down the hallway. It was a little Naruto run.
Yeah, when people were going to storm Area 51, yeah, that's what they wanted to do.
That's how they were going to run.
Yeah, it was a aerodynamic type of way of running around.
Okay.
I guess.
El Prez, Dave Portnoy, over at Barstool,
had
the following tweet. He says, I've heard all the hype about Weapons. This is a little Stiz.
Oh, he's heard them all, huh?
He says, I planned my entire weekend around watching it. I didn't realize it wasn't available to stream yet.
You gotta go to the theater for this one.
So I went with Sinners instead. So this takes a U-turn.
Hell yeah, okay.
This takes quite a U-turn.
I'm not in on this. Yeah.
I may be like 6 months late to this critique.
That is probably true.
But that was one of the most overhyped, overrated movies of all time. If you say that movie, Sinners, was great, you have no movie credibility with me. That sounds like Greg.
Wow.
This is a Greg tweet.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
No, that's fine. I would disagree. I think Sinners is the best movie of the year. I think Sinners is one of the best movies of the last 10 years. Like, I think it's
wow,
fantastic. Oh,
have you said that? I've heard you say it's best of the year. Have you said you think it's one of the best movies of the last
decade?
So,
by the end of the year, I think maybe on Dork we'll do like a 25 for 25 type of thing. I bet it's one of the 25 best movies of the last 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a hot take? Is that accurate over there?
I don't think so. Wow. I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get
the hot take is actually saying it sucked. That's the hot take.
I agree with that. Most people seem to like it outside of Greg and Portnoy.
So I guess the count, and I have no problem, like, people like what they like. But if you think that movie sucked, or if you think that this movie sucked, I'm curious what would be at the top of your list for this year.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay, and if that's what it is,
it could be that.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about watching that. I'll get around to it at some point. Yeah.
See them aliens via a Naruto run.
So they were doing Naruto runs a little bit in this film, which I think, fine, did not scare me, did not make me laugh. In fact, I thought it was more creepy. But yeah, this one was good. So I also saw, speaking of Pedro Pascal, now available to stream on HBO Max, a movie called Freaky Tales. Tales as in story, not on the back of an animal.
Got it. Yeah, not from Sonic.
No, not Sonic's buddy.
Got it.
No. Tales, like, I'm going to tell you a story.
Sure.
Pedro Pascal is in it. They also have a fictionalized version of the 1987 Golden State Warriors All-Star Sleepy Floyd.
Great.
And that's all I'm going to say. Let me just tell you, this movie was incredible.
I've heard more off the air. I know you don't want to spoil it.
No, I don't want to spoil it at all because it helped me.
Good Sleepy Floyd cameo? Is it more than a cameo?
No, he's one of the main. He's one of the characters in the
film. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I don't want to tell you too much because my viewing of this was just a buddy of mine saying, hey, you should watch this. And I saw like the poster. I didn't know what I was getting into. Incredible ride.
Really?
Freaky Tales. Check it out.
Okay.
So now, Weapons Free, it was a great movie for me watching, or a great weekend movie watching wise.
Will Freaky Tales be reviewed on the hashtag Dork Podcast?
Yeah, it might not get like a standalone episode, but I will definitely talk about Freaky Tales. And so tonight, thank you for asking. So tonight, we're going to start with Weapons, 8:45. And then the second episode tonight, we're doing what might be the worst movie of the year, Ice Cube's War of the Worlds.
Oh.
We're going to do a full breakdown on why that was so bad. So little of the good, little of the bad.
I forget. Are
the
you
memes
saying
coming out of that movie are wild.
The War of the Worlds one?
All over the place.
Yeah. Interesting.
People are just grabbing them left and right.
I probably don't even realize that I'm seeing them right now. I probably don't even get it because I haven't seen
the glasses sitting in front of a computer. You've seen it.
That's what it is.
That's the movie.
I'll keep my eyes up.
It's the whole movie.
I forget. Do you give these grades here or are you waiting for the podcast to give your official grade on
So weapons? I'm right now, I could give them now. I'm wrestling back and forth between either a hard 5 or a soft 5.5.
Okay.
I'm in between.
Okay.
Well, Nick, what would you go with?
I would go 5.5.
Okay.
Hard
5.5.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's something.
It was very good. It was very good.
Okay. Check out the hashtag Dork Podcast tonight on the Odyssey app. We do the Dork Minute every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. That was your spoiler-free review of Weapons, which is in theaters, not streaming, Portnoy. 617-779-7937. We got your phone calls there. We'll get back to the Patriots. Are the Patriots back themselves? Certainly looked that way. We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.